USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
More film! A little more film!
30 people hurt in a floor collapse at a clubhouse in Clemson, South Carolina. The first floor at the Woodlands Complex collapses into the basement as people dancing, the injured being treated at the hospital. President Trump in Elko, Nevada for a Make America Great Again rally. He's there to show support for Nevada Senator Republican Dean Heller.
In just 17 days, the people of Nevada are going to reelect Senator Dean Heller to protect your jobs, defend your borders, and to continue making America great again. That's what we're doing.
The president making the point, his policies putting Americans back to work.
More people are working in our country today than at any point in the history of our country. That's not bad.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
In Texas, people dealing with flooding, and in Florida, the cleanup continues in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael. USA Radio's Wendy King now with the latest on both areas.
Governor Greg Abbott says he expanded a state disaster declaration from 18 to 54 counties.
This weekend, rain will be focused over South Texas, and then early to mid next week, another more organized round of rain is expected to move through the state with heavy rain potential as well as a few strong storms.
Meantime, the death toll from Hurricane Michael stands at 35, and most of those deaths are in Florida. The worst of the storm hit in Panama City, and the two major hospitals there are still not admitting patients. Only ER services are available at either facility. Deputies in Bay County have arrested at least 10 people suspected of looting in the area. In Callaway, Erin Guthrie had her baby's things taken, and Victoria Smith said someone took her purse from her hands while she was sleeping.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Well, you've got to be in it to win it. Lots and lots of lottery money up for grabs. No one hits the Powerball Saturday night, so the jackpot grows to $620 million Wednesday night. Tuesday night, Mega Millions at $1.6 billion. Where there is a clear sky this weekend, many Americans will be able to witness a meteor shower. USA Radio's John Clemens now with the story.
Dan Pitanowski of the AccuWeather Global Weather Center tells us about this weekend's meteor shower.
The Earth's orbit is actually passing through debris left behind from the trail of Halley's Comet over the weekend. And as the Earth takes that orbit through the debris, some of that will fall through the atmosphere as meteors. And of course, as those burn up through the Earth's atmosphere, we get quite a light show. The peak of the meteor shower will be Sunday night into early Monday morning across the United States.
The tiniest planet in the solar system about to get a visit from Earth. More now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
The unmanned spacecraft BepiColombo, a joint venture between the European and Japanese space agencies, has a 4.8 million mile journey to Mercury ahead of it. It'll take 7 years to reach the planet closest to the sun. Flight director Andre Agamazo.
In the first hours, the spacecraft has to become autonomous. It means that it has to deploy its solar panels, get energy from the sun, and live on its own without the batteries. Then we take over control, and we slowly configure it for the very long cruise phase that we need to reach Mercury.
The spacecraft is to arrive at Mercury in December of 2025. It'll place two probes in orbit around the smallest planet.
For USA Radio.